Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Maseches Menachos Daf Samach Tes. We're going to start from the Mishnah Daf Samach Ches Amibes. The Mishnah says, Ha'oymer ha'yamate b'medina, u'shtayalecha b'miktosh. They brought a carbon oymer, a mincha that was made from barley, and they brought it on Tezayin Nisan, the second day of Pesach, and that was Matir Chodash, the new crop, anything that was grown, that was Nishrash, after last year's Eimer, that Eimer was Matir B'Medina, that now you could eat it. But you still can't bring it as a carbon. You're still not allowed to bring the new crop as a carbon. In order to Matir the new crop as a carbon, you have to bring the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem was Matir B'Mikdash. And the Mishnah explains a little more. You can't bring a mincha, and you can't bring bikurim, and you can't bring a minchas behema, meaning a mincha that's brought along with the behema, which is normally called a minchas nesachim. When you bring an oil or a shlamin, you have to bring a mincha together with it and wine. So the mincha can't be brought kaidim la'aymer, can't be brought before the aymer, because it's chadash. And if you bring a mincha, or bikurim, or a minchas behema, it's pasul. You also can't bring it kaidim shtei halechem, because like we said, in order to imatah b'mikdash, you have to bring the shtei halechem, that was the carbon, to chalais of chametz, that was brought on shvuas from chitim. And that's matir chadash in the mikdash. And Rashi says, you learn out from it, what's called the mincha chadasha, it says. This is the new mincha. So this has to be the newest mincha, the first mincha from the new crop. But imhevi, if you do bring it, then kasher. But the eved, it's an issa to bring from the chadash before the shtei alechem. But if you do, it's kasher but the eved. Atkan the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Tarfon wanted to know, what's the difference between kaidim ha'imer and kaidim shtei alechem? Why by kaidim ha'imer is it pasul? And kaidim shtei alechem, it's kasher. So Amal of one of Yudah bar Nechemya, Yudah bar Nechemya said that kaidim la'imer is lehutu mechlali etzel hedet. Kaidim la'aymer, there is no hetter for it. It's not even mutter for a hedyot. So since it's not even mutter for a hedyot, so that's why it'll be possible when you bring it as a carbon. But time of kaidim shtei alechem, shehutu mechlol eitzel hedyot, if you have something before shtei alechem, it's already mutter al kopanim. It's already has a hetter of the chadash eitzel hedyot, so therefore it's not so possible. Therefore, b'di'evit, it's kasher. So the Gemara has the whole thing, shasher grip tarfin, sav upanav shabira ben Nechemya. Nechemiah seemed to be happy. Rabbi Kiva was upset with him. How come you're happy? Because you slugged up the Zaki, Rabbi Tarfon, and therefore he got an Einish. He died shortly afterwards. And then the Gemara says one more thing. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak L'Divrei Yehuda ben Nechemiah Nesachim Bikurim Shekrivim Kaidim La'imer Kasherim. If you have Nesachim Bikurim, if you have wine, that's Bikurim, that you bring before the Imer, it's Kasher. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Nechemiah's Chilik was that if it's even asa lehedyot, it wasn't hutta mechlala etzel hedyot, so then it's pasul. Mashegin, if it's hutta mechlala etzel hedyot, it's mutta for a hedyot, then it's kosher. So wine doesn't have an issa chadash. Issa chadash is dafka lachem kali v'chaimel. Issa chadash is dafka from the chameshes minim. But wine wouldn't have an issa chadash. So that would be mutta kaidim la'imer. So Mer says pshita. Of course, that's what he said. If it's hutta mechlala, so then it has a het to l'gvaya. So Gemara says, "Ma'anutei mahasim udhutem michlala yetzel hedyot." That's by grain which was once aser, and now the aymer was matir the grain. So then that would take off the psul l'gvaya. Aval hachad lihutem michlala loy. You would think that here it never had a hetter; it just was never aser in the first place. So maybe that would have a psul. Kamash malan, no kolshkein hachad lihitzel klal. It's a kolshkein here which wasn't aser at all. Adkan l'lashin haGemara. So the Biskirov Shtel Zarek, L'chayr, the Pasha of the Sugya is, what exactly is the Isser of bringing a carbon before the Eimer? Before the Shtei Alechem, we have a din. Shtei Alechem is Makhtu v'Mikdash, like Rashi brings the Pasuk, Mincha Chadasha. It's a Gemara later in that Pegim on Middays. So we have a din that you can't bring a carbon before the Shtei Alechem. Where's this din that you can't bring a carbon before the Eimer? Which state is that din? So Pashtus, and the Gemara seems to mention this on the Afayim and Aleph, there's a din of Mashke Yisrael. There's a din that karbonis have to be Mashke Yisrael, they have to be kosher to eat, they have to be something with which a head did can eat. That's why you can't bring, let's say, Nesachim from Arla, or a Mincha from Tevel, or Klaya Karen. There's a din Mashke Yisrael. So any Chadash before the Eimer is also made the Raisa to eat, would have the Psul of Mashke Yisrael. So Oiba Zoi, and Tosafos asks his Kasha, L'choy, what was Reb Tarfon's problem? The din of Mashke Yisrael, that's a Psul B'diavad. The din of Shtei Lechem, that's L'choy, not a Psul B'diavad. That's what the Mishnah says. Shtei Lechem, this din, that you can't bring a carbon from the Chadash before Shtei Lechem, the Mishnah is saying, it's not a Psul B'diavad. But the din of Mashke Yisrael, which is Negeya even to other things, not only Negeya to Chadash, Negeya to Arlen, Klai, Kerem, and Tevel, and everything, that is a Psul B'diavad, Negeya to a Treifa. That's a Psul B'diavad. So what's the Kasha exactly? What was Reb Tarfon's Kasha? And even Yudah Menachemya's Teretz doesn't sound like he's answering that the Omer, the Kaidim Omer is a new psul of Mashke Yisrael, which is B'dievet, Mashenk and Kaidim Shtei Lechem, there's no psul, it's just an issa to bring it before Shtei Lechem. He says that it's a Teretz of Hutta Mechlaloi. So Taisa says a Teretz, it's not 100% clear what Taisa's Teretz is. Taisa says Reb Tarfon also knew the time of Mashke Yisrael, but still, he was clearing. What's the difference? Kaidim Aimer la Kaidim Shtei Lechem, and Nailif Kaidim Shtei Lechem, Kaidim la Aimer. And therefore, you need a reason why there's no Yafusa. Abifrexach the Kasha, what do you mean? If the Isser Kaidim la Aimer is Takal Tzmashke Yisrael, so you don't need a reason why there's no Yafusa. There is no problem of Mashke Yisrael once it's Mutali Yisrael. So what's Taisus answering exactly? So the Briskerov wants a toy for Nai Yisayid, and Kama Achreinim must have seemed to hold of the Yisayid, like we'll see, and the Yisayid is a Makairis in the Rishayim. That the reason why there's a Psul Kaidim La'imr is not because of Mashke Yisrael. That might be one reason. But there's another reason, there's a Chesaron Heter, there's a Heter that you need for the Aimer, not only Mitzad Mashke Yisrael, but Be'etzim. You need a Heter of the Aimer to be Matachadash. It's two Heterim. There's a heter of the Omer, and there's a heter of Shtei Lechem, but you need the heter of the Omer to be Matah Chadash. So now Reb Tarfon has a very good question. Reb Tarfon saying, if the heter of the Omer to be Matah Chadash, that is not Matah, B'dievid even. If you don't have the heter of the Omer, it's possible B'dievid. And then when you don't have the heter of the Shtei Lechem, that's Kosher B'dievid. Why should it be Chaluk? There's a pasuk saying that the Omer has to be matir mikdash. Is a pasuk saying that the shtei lechem matir mikdash. What's the pshat that this is possible the evidence? Kosh the evidence. Reb Tarfon has a gavaldik kasha. And Yehuda ben Nechemya's teretz is that we have a limud. When you have a heter, which without that heter it's not even mutal lehediyot, azamin heter, which without it's not even mutal lehediyot, that heter is necessary. It's ma'akev b'dievet. Mashenka, when you have a heter, which you need the heter in the mikdash, but without that heter, it's anyway mutal lehediyot, that heter is not makav b'diavad. It's a chilek. It says, if the din, why you can't bring the omer is al smashki Yisroel, so the shakel v'tari doesn't stim so well. I mean, avada, once the omer is gone, there's no din of mashki Yisroel. So what's your tarfin's kasha? What's your din chemi's teretz? It's not a kasha, it's not a teretz. But if there's a special halacha, that you need a matter of the Omer for the Mikdash Gufa, not the Pshati, the Omer is matter for a Hedyot, and if it's also for a Hedyot, it's also Ligvoya on Smashki Yisrael. No. You need the Omer to be matter for a Hedyot. And the Mishnah is telling you that when you need the Omer to be matter for the Mikdash itself, that Heter is Ma'akav B'dievet. So that is the Kavaldik Akasha. What's the difference between the matter of the Omer, which is Ma'akav B'dievet, and the matter of the Shtei Lechem, which is not Ma'akav B'dievet? And then you have a good teretz, that a chilek, a svara, that when you find that you need a matter, but that matter is also, you need it for hedyot, azazach is a chash of a matter, which there will be makab in the evid. Mashen kein, the matter of shtei lechem, it's already mutal a hedyot. You don't need it for a hedyot. All you need is for gvaya. It's not such a chash of a matter. So it's not makab in the evid. That's Yudah ben Nechemya's teretz. And the Brisk Rav brings two rayas from our sugya. One is, Rav Nachum Yitzchak said a chiddush, that the wine of Bikurim that you bring before the Omer is kosher. So the Gemara says pshita. So the Gemara says, maybe that's not called Hutta Mechlali, because it was never ushered in the first place. Hazak the Rav, if you're going to say that the whole Isser of Kaidim Laim, the whole Psul of Kaidim Laim is Mashki Yisrael, what's the Havana should apply to wine? Wine has no Isser. There's no Havana Maskana. But if you say this, you say it. That the Pshat is that you need a Matah for the Mikdash. The Aimer is a Matah for the Mikdash. And it's Ma'akev B'di'evit. So you would think that for wine also it's Ma'akev B'di'evit. Wine is not Asa Lehedit. So the Pshat's like this. Bashtei Alechem. Where the Pshat is, it was Asa Lehedit. And it's no longer Asa Lehedit. There, it's not Ma'akev B'di'evit. Ma'ashen came wine, Kaidim the Aimer. Where the Pshat is, it was never Asa. So maybe, in that case, you don't have a heter for the hedir. It was never asr to begin with. So there the Gemara is a havimina, that ay bazai, it is makav b'di'evit. Because not the pshat, that you don't need this matter for hedir. It was never asr to begin with. By grain, which was asr, does have an issa chadash, and the shtei lechem is not necessary to be matter for hedir. It's already mutl hedir. It's hutu mechlaloi. So then, the shtei lechem is not such a chash of a matter. It's not makav b'di'evit. Mashen came wine, you can't say that is not such a chash of a matter. It was never asked to begin with. So I think, no, if it was never asked to begin with, right, you could say that Aim is not a chash of a matter. Ha'akapana, this is a shak levitaria. If you say that the Aim is a matter for a mikdash, but if the Aim is not a matter for a mikdash, the only psul of kaidim Aim is mashki Yisrael, there'll be absolutely no shum havimina to say that by wine, which is mutter to Yisrael, that there'll be a problem mashki Yisrael. Chai very stacker I am. And it brings a raya from later in the sugya. Later in the sugya, the Gemara had a shayla, the Gemara Chakira, Rabbi Mechama klait the shayla, there's a shtei alechem at the shaloike sidra. Like, let's say something was nishash after the Omer. So the Omer wasn't matter it. Then it went by the shtei alechem. And then it went by next year's Omer. So now, could you bring it as a carbon? Or do you say no? Last year's Shtei Alechem is not called a matter because it has to go past the Shtei Alechem after it went past the Eimer. So there's two tzadim. The Gemara was not pashut the Shaila. The Gemara blind with the Suffolk. As Dr. Biskirov, if the Pshat is you need two matirim of the Chadash for the base of the Mikdash, you need the matter of the Eimer, and you also need the matter of the Shtei Alechem. So then you could declare, maybe you need them kesidron, you need them in that order. You need that the new wheat should first get the matter of the Eimer, then get the matter of Shtei Lechem in that order. Mashenkin, it was Ashish Acher Eimer. It doesn't have the matter of the Eimer. It went past the Shtei Lechem. The next year it went past the Eimer, but it still didn't go past the Shtei Lechem after the Heter of the Eimer. It has to go B'davka in that order. You need the Eimer to be matter and then the Shtei Lechem. But if you're going to say the Eimer is B'chal not matter for the Mikdash, then the Psul Kaidim Eimer is the Psul of Mashki Yisrael only. So what's the Havman? It shouldn't work. I have the matter of Shtei Alechem. And now, I don't have a problem asking Yisrael, because the Eimer was matter it. What's the part of Kesidron? It's two separate things. Legabe the Mizbeach, that's only telling the Shtei Alechem. Legabe Hedit, that's only telling the Eimer. What should the Havman be that you need Kesidron? So then the stipler says earlier, in Simon Beis, it's on Daf Hey, we're going to speak about it a little bit more soon. And that raya can be matcha a little bit, because maybe the din kesidra means that the shtei alechem is not going to be matter legvaya until after the aimer was matter lehedyet. But lechay, it's yabisal raya. It's two separate things. The shtei alechem is for the gvaya. The aimer is for the hedyet. Mechatez kesidron. If they're both legvaya, then it makes more sense kesidron. Now the Briskarov asks, that the Gemara in the Fahim and Beis is not mashman this way. The Gemara in the Fahim and Beis says that Tanan, ain't me via menchus krimis behem a kaidim la oimer. The Gemara says the be'inam mi mashki is shal, the mevi pasul, kaidim shtei lechem al yavi, mishun dekvi bikurim, the mevi kasher. So the Gemara there is mefurish that the reason is because you need mashki is shal. But still, he holds his clar from that Gemara. He wasn't a speller from the kasha. But the Birchus and Zevach, if an art there takes out the words, the Bina Mimashki Yisrael, and takes out the words Mishun Ikra Bikurim. And Lechaira the Pshat is, because the Gemara is really quoting our Mishnah. And Lechaira, the words, the Bina Mimashki Yisrael, and the words Mishun Ikra Bikurim weren't from the original Gemara. They were a pirish that was probably put on the side of the Gemara, and like sometimes happens, got slipped into the text of the Gemara. But the Gemara was really quoting our Mishnah, and obviously doesn't belong in the Gemara. So you don't have a raya from the Gemara. But the stipler says, you do have a raya from the one who wrote it. We don't know who he is, but Mestami was a rishon of some sort, that he held that the reason why you don't bring it out to Eimer is because of Mashki Yisrael. But the stipler tainas, he found the mefurish rishon that says like the Brisker Rav, it's Rabbeinu Hillel. Rabbeinu Hillel has a pirish on the Sifri, in Parashas Pinchas, and brings Mamish our Brisa here, that says, what's the difference between Eimer and Shtei Alechem, that Eimer is possible with the evidence, Shtei Alechem is not. And says the same teretz, because Kaidim Shtei Alechem is Hutter Lehedyot. And Rabbeinu Hillel says these words, that Chadash Kaidim Lo'im, if you bring it before it's possible, the Asar HaChadash Legvoya, so he Lehenya says a drush of a pasuk, that the reishis ketzirchem, the first reishis ketzirchem, you have to bring is an oimer. You can't bring a carbon before the oimer of reishis ketzirchem. So he's mafurish learning it's an isul legvaya. So you have mamash makar from a main world that way. The Mishra also brings another makar from the psukim. Right, we had this Rabbeinu Hillel that says that the Makar is because it says Oimer Reishis Ketzirchem, Vein Acher Reishis Ketzirchem. The Brisker Rav rings because he's also bothered. What's the Makar from the pasuk that Oimer Yinina Oimer Tumata Mimikdash? He brings the Rashi Ksav Yad later on Daf Pei Dalet. It's on printed in the Gemara. There's a regular Rashi and then the Rashi Ksav Yad. The Ramaskal Alma Rashi there says that since it's called Bikurim, in Takav Minchas Bikurim, Bikurim implies it has to be the first one. So Ayim is also called Bikurim. Shtei Lechem is called Bikurim. And Ayim is also called Bikurim. It's called the Minchas Bikurim. So the Din Bikurim, the Vart Bikurim implies it has to be the first one. Now the emphasis is another very Mefurish Makar to this Yisayid from the Brisker Rav, which is the Chedushi HaRashba. It's Mestama not the Rashba, but the Chavetz Chaim put out a Chedushi HaMichasim LaRashba Nasif HaZakenim. And Imamish says the same Yisayid. And he says a little bit more, because he's bothered by the Lashon Gemara that says that according to Yehuda ben Nechemya, then the Sachem that's brought Kaidim Ha'imer is Kasher. What do you mean according to Yehuda ben Nechemya? Who argues in Yehuda ben Nechemya? Rabbi Tarfu was Shasak to him. So he says with the Clarkite, that Rabbi Tarfu held that the Issa has nothing to do with Mashki Yisrael. He said, he wanted to say stam, that the Bechal is no din of Mashki Yisrael Bechadosh. Once you have an Issa Gevaya, then it's not totally in the Issa Hedyot. It's all the Issa Gevaya. It doesn't have episode. The Issa Hedyot doesn't make a difference when there's an Issa Gevaya of the same Issa. So since there is an Issa Chadosh Legevaya, Kaidim Shtei Alechem, you wouldn't possibly have a Mashki Yisrael to Aser. It clears about that. But the point was, that he says, Klar, the Reb Tarfon didn't hold that the Issa had anything to do with the Issa Hedyot. Nothing at all to do with this Hedyot. Stam and Din, that Kaidim Ha'imer, you can't bring Chadash, and Kaidim Ha'imer, it's Ma'akev B'di'evit. So it's Yehuda and Nechemi that made this Chilik. And any time it's Mutal Lehedyot, so then, the Ik of Lekvay is not so stark, and Memel, it's not Ma'akev B'di'evit. Mashenkim, and it's also Lehedyot also, so then the Ik of Lekvay is starker. But Reb Tarfon didn't hold the chilek. Reb Tarfon didn't hold the chilek with Chlau. Reb Tarfon held it's not negay if it's also legvaya or also lehedyot. So according to Reb Tarfon, zok the chedushi Rashba, the yayin you would bring kaidem ayim would be possible with the effort. Reb Tarfon didn't know the reason for the chilek. What's taka the chilek? Why kaidem ayim it's absurd with the effort and kaidem shnei alechem it's kasha with the effort. But according to Reb Tarfon, has nothing to do with whether it's mutter asa to eat. So you see, right, they're pretty clear in the Rashba that he holds it is no psul of Mashki Yisrael, and still is a zaitik din that you need the oimet to be matter. Now, on this etzem thing that the Rashba says, that he wants to say in Rabbi Tarfon, the halacha is that the wine, kaidam oimer, is pasul b'di'evit, because only Yehuda ben Nechemya held that it was totally on the head to lehedyot, where Rabbi Tarfon himself, And then that's how we paskin. He held that stam. Kaidim Ha'imer, it's always possible, even if it's mutal lehedyot. So the Achrenim have a machlekes about it in the Rambam. They have a machlekes if the Rambam is paskining that even wine, Kaidim Ha'imer, is possible b'di'evit, or not. The Rambam says in Ilchus Tvidim Misafim, Perek Zayin Alacha Yid Zayin, for Rabbi Einu she'ein neviim menachos, v'loy minchas nesachim, v'loy bikurim menachadish kaidem avos ayim v'mehvi pasul. So the Rambam is saysim, and he says you can't bring bikurim min achadash kaidim avos ha'imer. So the Taisus Yamtiv on our Mishnah says that since the Rambam just says bikurim, and he doesn't mention anything that has the dafka be bikurim of chitim and sayrim, it's mashm all bikurim, even though on bikurim of wine or peiris there is no esachadash, and still he says you can't bring it kaidim ha'imer v'mehvi pasul. Vice Taisus a psul, even though there's no esahedit, and the Taisus Yantiv says he's mechavin to this kedushim yichasim la'rashba, because Reb Tarfon argues in Yud Benachemia, and the Rambam passes like Reb Tarfon that the din kaidim la'imir is a psul, even if it's mutal ahedit. And l'chayy, you see there, if you're going to learn that way in the Rambam, so it's going to be very clear. You're going to have to say with a big clarkite, and the Stipler exercise that this daman iser of kaidim la'imir of nu this ahedit, that the aimer is matal l'gvaya. And that's what you have to say, that the head to l'gvaya doesn't only apply to grain, it applies to bikurim also, it applies to nesachim also. And you don't have the head of the aimer, it's going to be possible with the evit. And the Taisus Yantiv brings a riot as you said, that the Rambam is saying that even wine is asur before the aimer, because the Rambam also in Hilchos Isurim is bech perakei alachates. He says, "Aloshin ein neviin menachay sunesachem loy mena tevel v'loy mena chadash kaidem loyme v'loy mena meduma." So he says, "Menachas and nesachem. Nesachem is the chayer wine, and he says that it's also to bring from the chadash kaidem loyme." So you see another raya, siphon the Rambam and Ilchus Tzimidu Musafim Lagabi Bikurim, and siphon the Rambam and Ilchus Yisurim Izbech Lagabi Menachas and Nesachim, that wine is also Asakaidim Aimim. But the Berchus of Zevach argues, the Berchus of Zevach Eifenart, he says that Fakert, it's Mavur in the Rambam and Ilchus Yisurim Izbech not that way. Because the Rambam there, the Nusach of the Rambam is, Eimavim Menachas and Nesachas Loimena Tevel, means like what we would call Mashki Yisrael. So what's the pshat in wine kadim laim? Wine kadim laim is not a mitzvah above vayveir shakadosh baruch hu saina. Elamai nesachim, when he says menachas and nesachim, it doesn't mean the nesachim of wine. He means minchas nesachim. The minchas nesachim. But it has to be menachas, it has to be something which is also lehedit. And he says in Tmidim Musafim, he says, kvar bi'arnu she'em avim menachas v'loy minchas nesachim. There he says clearly, menachas v'loy minchas nesachim, doesn't mention nesachim. V'loy bikurim menachadish kainim avas, v'mevi pasal. He says, kvar bi'arnu. That means he's going back to what he said in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach. And in Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach, he said, the din of Mashki Yisrael. He says, the din of Arlan, Klai, Karim, and Tavu, all together with the din of Chadash Kaidim Aimer. So you see, there's one din, a din of Mashki Yisrael, and that's it. And Fakert, he disagrees with the Deek of the Taisus Yantiv, and he says it must be that wine is mut, there's no machlekes of Tarfon and Reb Yehuda ben Nechemya. If you're going to say that the whole is an emsach of Mashki Yisrael, like the Rambam is Mashma and Hilchas Yisurim is Mech, so Behechich, wine, which doesn't have the din of Mashki Yisrael, of Adu B'Mutter. Now, it's a machlekes Achreinim. The Taisus Yantiv and the Berachas Zevach, a lot of Achreinim go with the Taisus Yantiv, like the Chaknasan and the Tzayin Kadashim, and the Rishash, the Lekut De'alachas and the Chavetzkayim, he Nemzan Kloy like the Berachas Zevach. But Al-Kopanim, if you learn like the Taisus Yantiv, then it's Muchach to say that the Din of Kaidim Loimer is an Ayadin, that the Ayimah Simatul Lekvaya. If you learn like the Berachas Zevach, it's Mstabit to say Faker, that all there is the Din of Mashki Yisrael. Like he said in his Shurim Mizbech, where there he says the Igadin of Mashki Yisrael, and here in Hilchos Tzvi himself, when he's talking about the Aimer, he chases over the din, like he says, Kvar Biyarnu, maybe possible, because you don't have Mashki Yisrael. The Briskerov seems to be learning like the Berachas HaZevach. He seems to be learning that Lamaisa, any time it's Mutter Lehedyet, it's not going to be possible. But he learns that this Nayin Din, the Het to Lekvoy, is only Ma'akav when it's also Lehedya, like the Gemara says, when it's Lehut HaMichloloi. So he doesn't hold like the Shtikl Tayyar from the Taisus Yantiv, when we said, Kvar Kvad Menechadushim Mechasim Lar Ashba, there are Taifan argues on Yehuda ben Nechemya. They hold that Huda Mechlol is Yehuda ben Nechemya's Yisayin, that any time it's Mutal Ahedit, you don't have the Psulik Vaya, and Taifan argues and says it's Dafka Tali in the Eimer. And that's what the Rambam would hold if you hold like the Tais is Yantif. But if you hold like the Berich says Elach, no. There's no two Shittas. We're going like if Yehuda ben Nechemya, then whenever it's Mutal Ahedit, there's no Psul B'diavit. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the psul is Mashki Yisrael. You could learn that the psul is Taka the psul, that you need the Eimet to Yimata L'Gvaya. But whether that psul is L'Chathchila B'di'evit is totally if it's Mutal Hedya, like the Gemara says in Yudim and Nechemya. That's how the Rav learns. So B'kitzi, you can learn three different Malchim in the Rambam. You could learn the Rambam means to say that Bikurim, even wine, is possible B'di'evit Kaidim Eimer. And the Sacha means even wine is possible B'di'evit Kaidim Eimer. And that's what Taisus Yantif's pshat. And if you learn that way, you're going to have to say the din of Kaidim Laim is undo a Mashki Yisrael. Because the wine is mutter before the Eimer. You're going to have to say it's a Naya din, and this Naya din, that you need the Eimer to Yimata L'Gvaya, before the Eimer is Makib B'di'evit, before the Shtei Alechem, it's only L'Chatchila. And you have to say there, Abtaifan argues on Yudah Ben Nechemya. Yudah Ben Nechemya holds it's only Makib B'di'evit, when it's also lahedyet, and Reb Taifa knows even when it's mutal lahedyet, kaidam aimer is a ikav b'di'evit. You can learn like the Berachas of Zevach, the way it sounds like the Kutei Halachas, that there's only one din. Kaidam aimer is only a din on smashki Yisrael. Like the Rambam is takamash menuchas Yisurim is be'ach. And then behechach, Rabbi Taifa does an argument with Nechemin. There's only one din. And the only way you could pass kaidam aimer is if it's also lahedyet. That's a psul of Mashki Yisrael, which is possible with the Eved. And you can learn there is no din that the Eim is Matul Gvaya. The Eim is only Matul Hedit. But if you don't have the Hedit, you have the psul of Mashki Yisrael. Or you can learn a third way, like the Briski Rav. It's Taka and Ayah din that you need the Eimer to be Matul Gvaya. And that's how he learns. That's why Rab Tarfin had a Kasha. What's a Chilik Eimer in Shtei Alechem? And that's Pshat in the Gemara. Why there's a Havimina. That Yayin is not called Huda Mechlolei, because it was never Asa Bechlal, so Mela the Eimer would be Ma'akev by Yayin, and that's why there's a Havmina, or a Suffolk, if you need Kisidron, that only work if it's a Hetel Likvaya. But still, Yehuda ben Nechemya is saying that whether this Hetel Likvaya is Ma'akev by the Eved is totally if it's Huda to Hedyet. And that's the Psaq of the Rambam, that Avada Yayin, which is Huda to Hedyet, doesn't have the Ikev by the Eved, but not because the Psul is Mashki Shol, the Psul is because you don't have the Heter of the Eimer. But whenever it's mutter to a hedit, the head of the is not makiv b'di'evit. So the stibla is a kasha, if you're going to say, like the Briski Rav, that there's a nayin din, you need the ayimah to matel l'gvaya, but that din is only makiv b'di'evit when it's asul hedit. L'chari, then what do you need the din for? Anytime it's asul hedit, anyway you're going to have the din of mashki yisrael. This shleim, if you learn it, the tesis yantiv, you need the din had to look via for yayin, which is mutal hedit. But still, the aimer, you need the head of the aimer, otherwise it's possible the evin, because batsim, you need the head of the aimer to matter the mikdash. But if you learn, like the Berchas HaZevach, like the Briski Rav, and the Rambam is only talking about things that are also lahedit, so why do you need the second din to matter l'gvaya? You already have the isser of Mashki Yisrael. So the Briski Rav himself answers this kasha. The Briski Rav says that he wants to say that Bikurim is no din of Mashki Yisrael. Menachas and Asachim that go on the Mizbech, they would be din of Mashki Yisrael. But Bikurim, which is Batsim Kachi Gvul, it just goes to the Kayin, it just says din of Truf and Anoch, and it goes to the Kayin, but it doesn't go on the Mizbech, there would not be a din of Mashki Yisrael Bechlau. So you need the din that the Eimer is Matir for Bikurim, because Bikurim is no din of Mashki Yisrael. Also, you could say that you need the din that the Eimer is matter, according to Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, that hold that Heir and Mizruch is matter, even bizman that the Eimer is Karev. So by Heir and Mizruch, you wouldn't have the psul of Mashki Yisrael anymore. So there would be kosher, if not for the din that you need the Eimer to be matter, and that you don't have Heir and Mizruch is matter. So Heir and Mizruch is matter to Hedyut, and you need the Eimer to be matter Lagvaya. So you could say that you need the din, that the ayim is matter l'gvaya, according to man, yom heir mizruch is matter, you need the din for a carbon that's brought from heir mizruch until you bring the aymer. Also the stipler says, maybe there are some things that benigeya, the din chadash, it wouldn't be asr lehedyid. The mashal if it grew in chutzlaretz or it grew with a guy. So alts mashki shol is bechal no problem. You could bring it lechatchila. So for that, you need the din that the omer is matter it. He's mefalpel about it. Now, one other inyan on the Mishnah says that when you bring anything kaidim shteilechem loyaviv and hevi kasher, including bikurim. So the Gilyan Hashas is ready mitzayin to the Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi in Chala. It's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Emevim bikurim kaidim atzeres, and anshi haritzum evim bikurim kaidim atzeres lekibl mehem. So the Yishalmi in Chalam, and it's brought in the Rash in Masech Teschala Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud, the Yishalmi in Chalam asked the Kasha that why were they in Makabal? Here it says, So there it says that when they brought the Bikurim before Atzeres, they weren't mekabel. And here it says, if you bring bikurim kaidim shtei lechem, mevi kosher. So the Shalmi answers, shani shadovim esuyim shal yikva adover chayva. And the Rash explains to your Shalmi that since it was a big person, it was an ashim gedolim, whatever it is, so they might go lechatchilim bring it if they were mekabel from them. That's why the bedafka weren't mekabel from them, because they didn't want that people should think that that's a din lechatchila. But be'etzim, b'di'evit, you could be mekabel, b'di'evit, it could work. So it sounds like if it wasn't the davar mesuyim, you didn't have the problem because they were anoshim gedolim, who was a big person, so they would be mekabel. So the Mefarshim asked the Kasha, the Rambam Menuchas Bikurim, in Perek Beis Halach Avav, says, Emi v'im bikurim kaidlam atzeres, shenem v'chag ha'kotze bikurim asecha, v'mehevi e'im mekabel menu, alinichem shom ha'shatove aseretz v'yikra aleyah. So the Rambam sounds like he always not Makabal. So how does Yerushalmi, how would the Rambam answer the Yerushalmi's Kasha? And one child is, well, the Rambam doesn't stand with the Yerushalmi. How could the Rambam argue in the Yerushalmi? But even if, yeah, here the Rambam paskins our din that if you're being Bikurim, Kaidim Shtei Alechem, it's Kasher. It says, Le'yavi Kaidim Avah Shtei Alechem, Amevi Kasher. And here he says, E Makamli Menu. That misses the Makar to the Rambam is the Tesefta. The Tesefta says in the beginning of Bikurim, Eimavim Bikurim Kaidim Etzeres, Umhevi Yamdim Shetavet Etzeres Vikraleim. And don't say anything about the Anshei Tzivainim that the Pshad is that they were a Dovah Mesuyim, and that the Tesefta says sounds like Eimakabim Yamdim Etzeves Etzeres Vikraleim. So the Shishanim Ladovid, which is brought in the Chedush Anshei Shem in the Mishnah there in Chalam, he says like this. He says, if people come and bring Bikurim before Shavuos, that's not B'dievet. You didn't yet do the Avodas HaBikurim. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Why they return the Bikurim? That's called Lechatchila. Lechatchila, you don't bring it before Shavuos. And that's the din of the Sefta, and that's the din of the Rambam in Hilchas Bikurim. And someone brings Bikurim before Shavuos, so you don't accept it. You have to wait till Shavuos. That's the din Lechatchila. And the kasha of the Yishalmi was, why did they bedafka go and return it? Why did they go and get, why couldn't they just, the sefaket, the sefta is mashbi, leave it in the base of English, you leave it. And in Shavuos you go and you be kairi. So I don't fully understand what's the kasha from our Mishnah, Mehevi Kasher, which is someone b'di'evit, and that's l'chayr l'chatchila. Maybe the pshat is, since anyway b'di'evit is kasher, it's not such a big michshol. So why do you have to go and return it? Why can't you just leave it around? And when it comes Shavuos, then you'll do that by the Bikurim, you'll do the Kriya. And the Anach and the Tanuf, or whatever you do with Bikurim. So that, the Yishalmi says, since it was a Dovah Mesuyin, you're afraid that people will learn the wrong thing from it, so well, the Bedafka returned it, the Bedafka told them they have to take it back. And the Rambam doesn't bring this Halacha. Then the Rambam says, the Halacha of the Tesefta, which is not the Pshad, that you do the Avayid of the Bikurim, because why should you? That's the Chetchila, but you leave it around, you leave it in the Vesa Mikdash, and on Shavuos you do the Kriya. And that's not a steer to be the evidence kosher. You didn't do the Bikurim yet. As if a Shteich the Shoshanim Ladovit. Now the Biskirov wants to learn that it's two dinim. In other words, the way we're learning now, and this is the Chayim Mefurish in the Rash, and this is the Chayim Vashteit Nirshalmi, that this din that you don't bring anything before Shtei Alechem, not only Bikurim, anything, Bikurim, Menachis, and this and that, that's Yen and Din, that you don't bring Bikurim before Shulis. There's no Bezunder Din in Bikurim that needs the Yontif of Shavuos. There's a din that any new thing, anything from this year's crop, needs the Shtei Halechem. That's why you can't bring Bikurim before Shavuos, because you need the Shtei Halechem. But it's all Mamish one din. So that Mishnah says, but the evidence kosher. And in that Mishnah it says that you should return it. And the Rash says, because it was a Dovah Masiyim. And the Shanim Dovah explains, otherwise they would have left it around and done the Kriya later. But the Rishon Rav wants to learn in the Rambam is two separate dinim. There's one din, legabe the etzim karban, and that's a din in all karbanis, menachas, nesachim, everything. You can't bring anything as a karban from the new crop before the karban of the Shtei Alechem. That's one din. And that din be the evidus kosher. And then there's another din, that the zman of bikurim can't be before shvuas. The zman of bikurim starts shvuas. Nothing to do with the Shtei Alechem. That's shvuas. And the Rambam brings the dinim in two places. In Ilchus Bikurim, he brings the din, Eimevim Bikurim Kaidim Atzeres. And in Ilchus Tamidim Musaf, in Ilchus Surim Mizbech, he brings the din that you don't bring anything. Menachas, Nesachim, Bikurim, Kaidim Shtei Alechem, Lechachilav, Eimevi Kasher. And the Rav goes, he says, Ibshad in Yishalmi, I don't fully understand it, Venka Makam Lach. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara in Daf Samach Tesim and Aleph, towards the top, Boi Rava by Rav Chanan, Chitin Shezorim Bekarka. If you have Chitim, which you plant in the ground, Oimim Matirim Ein Oimim Matirim. Is the Oimim Mat the Chitim that were already planted in the ground? So the Gemara says, Hei Chidami, Ida Ashish Tanina, Ida Ashish Tanina. If it already took root, so then it's Mefurish Mishnah, then it is Matir. And if it did not take root, it's Mefurish Mishnah, it's not Matir. So the Gemara says, that Mishnah is talking about where these Chitim grew. And the question is, the next chitim that grew from this, the gidulim, so then if the original seeds of the chitim already took root, they were ashish before the aymer, so that's matter the entire plant, and any chitim that grew is all mutter. Mashen kain, if the seeds did not take root before the aymer, so then they're aser until the next aymer. But here, leitzvichet dechatzdinu vizirinu kadim la'aymer, that you went and you cut it off and you planted it before the Eimer. And Rashi explains, the Gemara is Bedafka saying, Chatzdinu v'zirinu kaidim la'Eimer, meaning that it never had a heter from the original Eimer. V'asa Eimer v'chalaf alayim, and then an Eimer came after it was planted. V'kamibayalei ma'alin kudde omechel minay. Could you take these actual seeds, not the what grows in the seeds, but these seeds themselves are in the ground as the Eimer went by and eat from it? Do you say, Commander Shandi Bekadadami Vishwinu Aimer? Do you say that these seeds which never took root, so they were like in a jar? And the Aimer was mad to them. I do a bottle lugav ara, it becomes bottled to the ground. And Rashi explains, so when you take them out of the ground, it's like you're taking something that grew from the ground. And this thing that grew from the ground never had a heter of the Aimer. So v'shtein the Gemara, Lefi Rashi, and this also is Mefurish in the Rambam, in Ilchus Macholos Asuris, Bergur Alachahei, that if you have wheat that was already mutter from the previous Eimer, and you planted them in the ground, and then it went by this Eimer, avad they're mutter. Once they're mutter, they're mutter. They don't need another heter from the Eimer, and the fact that you planted them in the ground isn't going to make them usser. These wheat themselves that was mutter is never going to become usser. The question is only wheat that wasn't mutter, that was aser, wheat that was chadash, it needed a heter of the aymer. Then you plant in the ground, so maybe the fact is it becomes bottled to the ground. Once it becomes bottled to the ground, it's not considered wheat at this point. So when the aymer went by, it didn't have a din of wheat. Now you took it out of the ground, it's like yidulim. So it needs the heter of the next aymer. Well, do you say no? Even though you plant in the ground, it's command the malcha bekadadami. Doesn't have a din of the ground. There's din of wheat and it has the heter of this aymer. The Ravid on the Rambam there says no. The Ravid says that if it doesn't have a heter of the aymer, he says for a davar pashit, avada wouldn't become mutter. If you took wheat that was chadash, plant in the ground and it went by the aymer, then avada, it would be aser. The aymer can't be matter the wheat that's in the ground. The whole shail is, if it already had the het of the omer, did it lose the het when you put it in the ground? That's the Gemara shail. Fakert. According to Rashi and the Rambam, kol zman it had a heter, it can never become asif for sure. The shaila is, if it didn't have a heter, could it get the heter while it's in the ground? The Ravid says no. While it's in the ground, it definitely cannot get the heter of the omer. So if it was chadish when you put it in the ground and it went by the omer, it's pashut, it will remain asif. The shaila is, if it already got a heter, did it lose it by going in the ground? So there are two problems with the Ravid, all the mefarshim, the kesef, mishalachim, mishnah, and mishnah l'melech. One is the Gemara Lechar is Mefurish not the way. The Gemara says, Chastinu Vizirinu Kaidim La'imer. It sounds like we're talking about Chadash. And the Gemara says, do you say it's Kaman the Shadi Bekadi Dam? If you're Shun Oimer, if it was Shadi Bekadi, even if it didn't have a Heter of the Oimer, it would become Mutter. Maybe you have to say the Raivet at some different Girsav, Esach Nisht. But it's also Shver is the Svara. Besides, so it's Abyssal Shver, Ma'ayim Pshitalon, that if you put it in the ground, the oimer can't be mat. I mean, the Gemara says shaila, legabe oino, legabe shmuel, legabe the rest, does it have a din of karko or not? So mehechetesa, the oimer can't be mat. Why is that pshita? But what's more shver is like this. If you're going to say that even though the oimer was already matirit, so when you put it in the ground, it loses the heter, it blives like gedulim again. So why does the oimer have to go by? Why would you say that when you put it in the ground, it right away loses the heter? What's the difference if the omer goes by or not? According to the Raivin, if it didn't become mutter, that's pashut, it won't become mutter while it's in the ground. If it did become mutter, then the Gemara Shaila. But the Gemara Shaila was, it did become mutter, you put it in the ground, and the omer passed, and now the Shaila is vitzasser. And if the omer didn't pass, sounds like it's pashut, it'll remain mutter. Why? The Mishnah Melech says that he says that the Marshach really liked the Ravid's pshat, and he says the whole beer to explain the Ravid, and he mutches to explain this svara that because the omer passed by, that's what would make it aser. But the Mishnah Melech says it doesn't make sense in svara. Why would the omer make an iser if it loses its heter because it becomes ice eichel, it becomes gedulim again? So that should apply even if it wasn't chalaf the omer. No, medav isin. The Achrayim point out, the Karenayr and others, that they have the exact same Gemara but Metziah Daf and Vav and Beis. The Shita Mekubetzis there brings the Ravid that says Mamish Mefurish like Rashi in the Rambam. That if it was already a heter from the Omer Avad, it would not lose the heter by being put in the ground. And the Gemara's discussion is it didn't have the heter, the Shalos could have get the heter when it's in the ground like Rashi in the Rambam. Right, then the Gemara asks the same shaila by Enoah. Does it have a din of karko metaltum legabi? Would there be a halacha of Enoah? And the Gemara is a shaila legabi the chi of shvur. The same shaila if it blives a karko metaltum. There's an interesting aura from the stiplum in Pesachim sim mem daladays days that he brings. The Rambam says in Ilchus Tumas Eichlin Perik Beis that if you have wheat that's tamei and you plant it, it remains tamei until it takes root. Teres Kainim brings, the Kesef Mishnah brings the Makar from the Teres Kainim. So the Stipler says, Agamai de Shaila, if it wipes Karko Metaltum, and Agamai de Shaila, if the Oimer could be Matarit. So it's Tutsdadim, it was a Suffolk. There the Ramam is Mashmitz Vade Tomei. What's the Chilik? How come Legabe, the Oimer being Matar, or legabe meidem mixes v'chiyiv shvua, we have a suffix, is the karko is a metalplim. Mashenkin legabe tumma seichlim, we're saying it remains tummy. What's the pshat? So the stipler says two malchim. Both of them very geschmack, both very richtig. The first malach is, just like you see by Eimer Gufa, that if already was chalach alois heter Eimer on the chitim, putting in the wheat, putting him in the ground, doesn't take off the heter. We said, the Ravidals, maybe you could, but you need the Eimer to go by. But Pashtus, the Rambam Zicha holds, it doesn't take off the Heter. Even though, if it never got a Chalais Heter, we say that it doesn't get the Heter, and we say it blives Gidulim. But once it's Chal a Heter, it remains with the Heter. So who had been here, once it's Chal a Teiris Tum on it, it remains with the Tumah. And we'll see this Svara later, as we go on in this year, with the Peel Shabbalah Kfifa Mitzris. Legabe, if we say it blimes glolim or not, that once the kli is tameh, it won't become tar, even if it, the etzim, would lose its Torah's kliyetz and become a kli golem, but it won't become Torah. It's already tamei. Who would then hear? Once a chidim atamei, they'll remain tamei. They won't become karka to take off the tumma. That's one teretz. And then he says another teretz. Then in the next Gemara, we'll see very soon that the Gemara says that when you have chidim in the gloli bakar and gloli behema, you have chidim in the waste products of the behema, if you decide you want to eat the chidim, they'll have to meseichlim. So Taiz asks the kasha, but if you hold they're considered equal, they're considered glolim, so why do they have it in tumaseichlim? So Taiz says, tumaseichlim doesn't depend what they are, whether they're chitim or not chitim. As long as they're edible, they have tumaseichlim. So if you pick out the chitim from the glolim, you can make bread out of it that's perfectly edible. So as long as it's royal agar, royal akalav, whatever it is, it could have it in tumaseichlim, even if you don't say it's chitim. So who are them when you put it in the ground, zok the stipler? If you put the chitim in the ground, even if it has a din karka, it has a chaloi shem karka, well, otherwise it's edible. It could have a din tumaseichlim, even with the chaloi shem karka. I mean, according to the first teretz, it's dafka if it becomes tame, it doesn't become tar by being in the ground until it takes root. According to the second teretz, it could even be mekabel tumal. Otherwise it's an eichel. Otherwise you could eat it. Even if it has a shame karka. I mean, lamaisa, it's not mechubala karka. To be called mechubala karka and lose the tumma, as mechubala karka, that it has to take root. It's not considered mechubala karka. You're not even this a tailish and Shabbos by taking it out of the karka. It's not mechubala karka. The shayla is, does it have a din karka? Is it karka? So the disciple, who cares? So it's karka. But it's edible. It's edible. It has a din tumma seichlam. Both truths and lechaya are richtig. So let's go back to Gemara. Like we said, the Gemara by Ram Barchama, the chitim shebe gloli bakar, serim shebe gloli behema. They had a shayla, the chitim that are in the glolim of the bakar. Did they have a din? What's the din with them? Did they have a din of an eichel? So Mar says, "Lagabe to meseichlam tanina. Chitim shebe rei bakar, serim shebe gloli behema. Chishoy machila ein metame to meseichlam. Liktim machila metame to meseichlam. You're just thinking you want to eat them. That's not good enough. But if you take them to eat them, so then it's metame to meseichlam." El menachis, el ma, you want to use them now to bring a carbon mincha, pshitad like, yvein ola pecha secha, yitzcha yisub anecha. You can't use it, it's mias. It's a ksar nevek, yvein ola pecha secha. So Mar says, like, shichan and ektinu vizirinu. Let's say you planted it, v'kaboy lasui menachis, now you want to bring menachis. So Rashi says, you want to bring menachis from the gidulim. So the chai, it's not mias anymore. So maybe you take the chita from the gloli behema, you plant it, and now you want to bring menachas from the gedulim. Do you say mishudim misusi? Is it because it's mias bekevin is rinu asim sasayu? Now that what grows is not mias anymore. Adil mishub kechishusu v'ashnai mikachushu. Maybe the problem with the gloli bakar is it becomes kachush, and that remains kachush, and gedulim are also kachush. Rashi says, once it got a little digested by the animal, it's not going to grow proper chita malayin ubriyin kedimikara. The Rizkarov and the Svasemis point out that the Rambam seem to have a different gears than the Gemara. He seems to hold that Lagabi the Gedulim Avadi could bring that from Menachas. The Shal is Lagabi the Chidim themselves. That maybe when the Chidim, when you put them in the ground, so maybe they lose the Mias. He holds that they lose the Mias. It's not as Mias when it's in the ground already. It doesn't become Mias anymore. It becomes Ice Mias. And Lagabi the Chidim themselves. Then the Gemara says, Boy Ram Rechama, if an elephant swallows a wooden basket, and the basket comes out derech beisarei, so what's the din? So the Gemara asks a kasha like this: Lamai, what's in the gay of the din? Ilayim lemevatel tumasa to take off the tuma. Tanina, that's a mission that says it doesn't take off the tuma, because the mission says kol kelim yoredim l'day tumasa memachshava, ven elam itumasa ela b'shine maisa. So kelim, it can become tame by just thinking that you want to use it. But in order to make it tar, you need a shina maisa. For instance, you have a piece of leather. If you decide you want to use the leather the way it is, so then it's mekabel tuma. But if you decide you don't want to use the leather anymore, it's not olam mitumasan. You need a shina maisa. So Mar says, le'tzricha debala hutzin, it's swallowed the slats of dinuk fifa mitzvahs, after it comes out of the derech beisarei, you use those hutsim which came out to make a kfifa mitzvahs, to make a basket. We have the equal. Is it considered digested? If it's digested, I have the kli glolim. It's like a kli glolim, which is not makabel tumah. But if it's not digested, then it's a kli eitz. It's a kli eitz, so it is makabel tumah. So the Marburit says, why don't you bring a raya from the case where the wolf swallowed the babies, and they said that the flesh of the babies were considered tar. So you see that's considered equal. So Marburit says the flesh is soft, so they're softer than a slat, and therefore this flesh is certainly considered to be completely mokal. And the Marburit says, well, what about the bones? You see that the bones are, they're considered tame. The Marburit says the bones are particularly hard. Here, these slats are somewhere in between. That's why I had the Gemara in my Shaila. And the Gemara said, Teku. The Gemara didn't resolve the Shaila. So the Shaila we can ask on this Gemara is, the Rishash asks his Kasha, if the Gemara has it sad that when you, the Bala Hutsin, the Hutsin are no longer wood anymore, so it wouldn't be called the Kli Eitz, it would be called the Kli Golem, so why wouldn't that apply to being when you swallow a Kli? Even though the din is that a kli is not erlemi tamasim ele b'shinei maisa, but that's only when it's still a kli. But let's say it becomes equal and it turns into a kli glolim, so a kli glolim is not makabel tumah. Just like you're saying the hutsim become, instead of eitz, they become kli glolim, why don't you say that the kli turns into a kli glolim and it's not makabel tumah anymore? So the Rishash, and the Chazanish is also very similar, says a whole new pshat in the Gemara. As I learned the Gemara like this, that whenever it's a kli before the peel swallowed it, nothing could change a kli, nothing can make the kli eis mekabel tumah, as long as it's in the same form. The kli came out derech beisurei, looks exactly the same as it did when it went in, nothing could change that from being, nothing can make it eis kli. Now, shangin, if it wasn't a kli, it was hutsin. Even though the hutsin look the same, but there's a halacha of equal, it's considered glolim, and then male the hutsin will be a kli glolim. And that the Rishash was bothered with, what should be the chilek? If the hutsin turned into glolim, and now you're going to make a kli, calling it a kli glolim, so why would the kli turn into a kli glolim? What's the chilek? What do you see from the Mishnah that kol ha-kelim, yoylu ne tomasa machshav, and amdrasan dishini maisa, l'chari, that's talking about that you decided to use the kli for something else, you decided you're not going to use it anymore, it's not mevatel the shame kli, you need a maisa. But if you have ikul, and the hutsin aren't considered to be hutsin anymore, so why wouldn't you say the same thing with the kli? Hazak du shash and ayam ahalach. That when the Gemara had it sad, that it was negeya to tumah, the Gemara thought like this. The Gemara thought, really, there is no ikul. But maybe it becomes ice kli. Not because of ikul. It's still hutsin. It's still considered to be eitz. But it becomes ice kli because it's eaten. It's now a food. It's ice kli. It's not designated as a kli anymore. Just like the chitim that was found in the glolim, they're not considered an eichel anymore. It becomes ice eichel. If you lick the machila, then they become an eichel. But otherwise, they're not considered an eichel. So too the kli, when the peel swallows the kli, it's not a kli. It doesn't have a shame kli. Avad is still eitz. It's not called ikul. But it doesn't have a shame kli. So that the Gemara says that can't be. A kli will always remain a kli unless you have a shini maisa. Even if it loses its designation, you don't want to use it anymore as a kli. You have a piece of leather and now you don't want it as a tablecloth anymore. You want to make shoes out of it. It still remains a kli. Even though you're putting it in your leather shop, you're planning on making shoes until you actually start cutting it, it's still a kli, it's still makabel tumah. So nothing can make it lose its keli designation. The fact that the peel swallowed it, there's no shini maisa, even though it's not aimed to be used as a kli, it's an eichel, whatever it is, it won't lose its tiris mekabalas tumah. No, we have a different shaila. As shaila is it equal? Is it not wood anymore? It's not considered eitz anymore. It's considered glolim. That's a good shaila. And ain't a chanami. Once was saying the shaila is with hutsim, so who within a kli would have the same shaila? Is it considered a kli eitz, or is it considered a kli glolim? It doesn't make a difference if it's kli or hutsim. There's no halacha that a kli can turn into a kli glolim. Avad, it could. Now the Gemara's havin it was, minemon, it doesn't become equal. Minemon, it's not considered a kli glolim b'chlal. Now stam, it's ice kli, because not designated as a kli. That wouldn't work, because ein elamei tamasim ele b'shini maisa. But now it's saying equal, that could apply to a kli as well. Now, Taina de Rishash, the Rambam Lamaisa says not the way. The Rambam Lamaisa says that by a kli, it's tamei, and by hutzim, it's a suffix. So you see, there is a chilah between if he swallowed a kli, he swallowed hutzim. As Dr. Ashash, the Rambam holds like the maskana of Taisus. Taisus in the maskana says that you say that any time it looks exactly the same, it's like a davish shalem, and it remains a davish shalem as it was when it was swallowed, then you don't say ikol. So he says that by chitim you don't say ikol. Of course, it looks the same. He has a gemara about tabas, ring that's still tame, and this gemara about a dag tar that swallowed a dag tame, or vice versa, a dag tame that swallowed a dag tar. So since the dag tar is intact, so therefore it doesn't become ikol. Ikol is only if it somehow changes somewhat. So that's why an entire kfifa would not be considered ikol. But it's not because of the Gemara's svara that ain't a elmini tamasa el b'shini ma'isa. Stam, the Gemara, when it switched to hutzin, the pshat was because of a danning ikol, that only worked by hutzin. Hutzin looked different. But a whole kfifa, the basket's still intact, that would be considered ikol. So even in the Rambam, he's going with this pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara asked the kasha, from en olamidei tumasim ela b'shini ma'isa, the Gemara was at that point naming on that's not al sikol. The Gemara is naming on stam, that's not designated as a kli. That amount wouldn't help. So then the Gemara says, no, we have a shayla bet ikol. But the shayla bet ikol happens to be would only be negay to hutzin because a full keli, which is still intact, that zichel wouldn't be considered ikol. Zayvil l'rashash learning. Rav Shmuel Rozovsky in the Chedusha of Shmuel on Bava Basra, Simon Yad Zayin, he has a whole shiur on this topic. He says in Rashi, it's mevur faket in the chayra, that's the easiest way to learn the Rambam. Rashi says, "En oilem mitumasam im nitmu ela b'shini ma'isa." Can go in nishbru taru. V'alka leka shini ma'isa d'shlei mirkiya. So, the din, l'chayra, it's a chayra v'eshver, the Rashi. The din of kol ha-kelem, oilem yoredem de'tumasam akshav, en oilem de'tumasam ela b'shini ma'isa l'chayra, even if it wasn't tamei. It's not, you have leather. You decide you want to use the leather as a tablecloth, it's mekabel tuma. And once it's mekabel tuma, you decide you want to use it as shoes, even if it didn't become tummy. In order to take it out from the Torah's kli, from the Torah's kabbalah's tummy nichina maisa. What's Rashi saying in nitmu? Rashi also says, the miftel tumas, Rashi says, chase the tumei akaydum akain. Has to be tummy beforehand. What's the pshat? So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky has a whole shtickle. In Rashi, he brings a few Rashis about this. Rashi in Kedushin and Tessi speaks about it, Rashi in Shabbos, Numbeis, that there's two dinim. There's one din if it didn't become Tameh. There's a din about the Kli. That in order for Keli to become a Keli, if the Machshava to designate as a Keli makes it a Keli, but the Machshava not to designate as a Keli because you want to do further, you want to use it for something else, that doesn't make it a Keli, you need a Shini Maisa. But for that, you don't have to break it. Any shina maisa is good enough. You have a leather that you want to use as shoes, so you don't have to destroy the leather that it can't be a tablecloth as long as it wasn't tamei. As long as you start cutting it to make it into shoes, that's already a shina maisa. It's elam de tumasa. But there's another din that once it becomes tamei, even if now al yedei maisa you made it ice clean, but you didn't break it, you didn't ruin it, you didn't destroy it, then it will remain tameh. Like, let's say you have something which is royal shimush adam. You have something, a ring, which is used for a person, which is mekabel tumah. And now you want to use the ring for an animal, which won't be mekabel tumah. So, you go and you, through a maisa, you bang down the ring and now make it royal for an animal. Well, you have a bell, which is mekabel tumah, and you want to attach the bell to the house, that now it won't be mekabel tumah, be mechubal lekarka. So you start designing it, modifying it, in order that it should take on its new use. So if it's already tameh, it won't work. It will remain tameh. The only way to make something which is already tameh, ois tameh, is ayidei shvira. You have to break it, you have to mekalkal it. As long as it's not broken or mekulkal, it will remain tameh, even though be'etzim, it's not a kli which is royal mekabel tumah, and you did it al yedei ma'isa. So if it wasn't mekabel tumah till now, if it wasn't tamei till now, it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. It's no longer a kli that's royal to mekabel tumah. But once it's tamei, it's too late. You can't make it ice tamei unless you do a ma'isa, meaning unless you do a shiur and a kilkul. He's a little bothered. Vu state the tzvei dinim in the same words. Kol hakelim yerdim de tumasim achshav and el mitmasim ela b'shinim aisa. It's one mishnah, and it's saying two different dinim. One din has been negayah, whether it's a kli for kabbalas tumah, that it remains a kli for kabbalas tumah, even though the machshava was to make it ice kli, you need a maisa to make it ice kli. And the second din is, even if you have a maisa making an ice kli, and it's ice kli, but once it's tumah, you need a maisa shvir of a kilkel to make it tar. But that's how he's learning in Rashi. So Mela, according to that, it's very good. Even if there's equal, right, the kasha was, on the tzad that this equal, what's his din that ain't obd masel b'shinim ice? If this equal, it's not a kliyetz anymore. Tarit says, once it's tummy, even if it's not a kliyetz, if you don't have shvir of a kilkul, it can't become tar, even if it's not a kliyetz. It could be a kliglolim. But a kliglolim that was tummy while it was a kliyetz, it can't become ice tummy until you have shvir of a kilkul. You don't have shvir of a kilkul here. It's a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Well, the chayyid does state in Rashi. Rashi's saying that it's tummy. And Rashi says this Yisayin, that once it's emnitmu, Rashi says, you need shinim aisa, nishbru taru. And he brings other Rashis with the same Yisayin. Hazagdev Shmuzovsky, that's how we'd want to learn the Rambam. The Rambam says like this, Keiluchas Keilim Perak Aleph Alachazayin. Pil Shabala Hutzin Vikim Derech Beisarei, if it was Bala Hutzin, Aisim and a Keilim Rein Sofik. Im Kengolma Kliyetzke Shahoy. That's a Shai, that's a Sofik. That's a Gemara Sofik. Avul kfifa shenitmes ubal oisapil v'kiyad derech beisrei harei b'tamasa. He says clearly the kfifa shenitmes, if it was tamei already, harei b'tamasa. So lefin zeh, Rashash is l'chayr learning that it's lav dafk if it became tamei. Even if it didn't become tamei, it's still makabel tumah. But that's l'chayr shver. Why did the Rambam say that it became tamei? And bissel shver. Zagdev Shulzovsky, L'chayr, the Rambam's learning like Rashi. That Hutzin is lav dafka. Even a Kli Shalein is a Suffolk, because a Suffolk is if it's Kli Eitz or Kli Glolim, and that applies to Hutzin, applies to Kli Shalem just as much. But if the Kfifu was Nidmis, if it became Tomei, so then there's a Nayan Din for Tomei in each Shvira. That's if Shulzovsky Tainis. Now he says, in the Rambam, Lamaise, it is a little bit hard to learn that way, because the Rambam never brings this din. Rashi says there's two dinim in this Mishnah. The Rambam only brings the din l'gabe Kabbalah's Tumah. That for Kabbalah's Tumah, it's good enough machshava, but to make it ice mekabel Tumah, to make it ice kli to kabel Tumah, you need shinim aisa. He never says this other din that once it became Tumah, even shinim aisa is not enough, you need bedafka shvira. There's no such Rambam that says that. So at the end of the Shir, Shmuel Zosti declares to say another pshat in the Rambam. We'll learn like the Rashash. That the reason why kfifa is different than hutzin is because the kfifa is still intact. It's not called an ikol. So why did the Rambam say shenitmus? Mechayer should apply even if it's not nitmus. Zag de faket, nitmus is the rebusa. Because you would think, legabe being mekabeltum lekanalaba, that's pashat that there's no ikol. We're going with the Rishash, stop. Because since it's a full keli, it's intact, there's no ikol. So the gabig mi mekabel tum mikano laba, that's pashit, there's no equal. The equal of suffix is dafka by hutzim, by a whole kfifa, there's no equal. But you would think, even though the gabig mi mekabel tum mikano laba, there's no equal, but maybe it loses its tumma. Why? Because kol zman was in the stomach of the peel, it was ice keli. That's the first part of the Gemara. The first part of Gemara is clearing, like the way the Rishash is learning, is that maybe, not because it becomes glolim, not because of ikol. It's not. When it's in the stomach of the peel, it's ice keli. So if you're going to learn that way, that when it's in the stomach of the peel, it's ice keli, but now it comes out, then you decide to use it as a keli, so now it's a keli again. Because on a kfifa shleim, it is no ikol. So as long as you say there's no ikol, even if you say that when it's in the stomach of the peel, it's ice keli, it will still be mekabel tum mekanel abba. But Lagabi retaining its old tumma, if there was a time that it wasn't a keli, so at that time it lost its tumma. And now that it becomes royal lekabel tumma kano abba, but it still lost its old tumma. So that's when the Rambam says it didn't dafka by nitma, to teach you that it never even became temporarily ice keli. That's chat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if a tumma had a kfifa the Gemara is naming on Taisa's Svar, it doesn't become equal. That the Gemara didn't have it sad that a kfifa shleima would have equal. Since it remains intact, there is no equal by a kfifa shleima. And the Gemara's sad was it became ice keli. So if Shmuzlavsky is being ma'ayir, good. So it became ice keli, but now it came out. So now it's a keli again. It's perfectly usable. But the nafkamin of it becoming ice keli is if it became tame at the time that it was in the stomach of the peel, it was ice keli, and may lose its stomach because then it wasn't a keli. Now it came out as a keli again, fine. Now it's an ayah keli. But it lost its old tumma. So now the Gemara says, no, it can't become ice keli ela b'shinim aisa. So Mela never lost its old tumma. So the way he's learning, the Rambam says, by nidmas, lav nafka nidmas, by light nidmas also. It's still makabal tumma kanalba, but fakert. By light nidmas is not as big a chiddush. All you have to say is that there's no equal by a kfifa shlema. By nidmas, you have to say the other chiddush of the Gemara, that even at the time it was in the peel stomach, it didn't become ice keli. That's why the Rambam says it in my nidmas, that's of Shmuzovsky's pshat.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.